This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. So, as I discussed on the Happier podcast, I went through a long debate with my family about whether we should get a dog. And of course, we did get a dog. We got our dog Barnaby, and we just had the second anniversary of getting Barnaby. It's hard to remember what life was like without him. It seems like he's been with us forever. And this thought, this observation, reminded me of the final paragraph of a beautiful children's book that I love called The Animal Family. This is a 1965 children's book by the poet and critic Randall Jarrell, and it has breathtaking illustrations by Marie Sendak. It is a beautiful, timeless, quiet book. If you or your child has jangled nerves, read this book. I simply cannot resist reading the first few lines to give you a sense of the book. And the book opens, "Once upon a time, long, long ago, where the forest runs down to the ocean, a hunter lived all alone in a house made of logs he had chopped for himself and shingles he had split for himself. The house had one room, and at the end, closest to the ocean, there was a fireplace of pink and gray and green boulders. The hunter had carried them home in his arms from the cliff where the forest ended." So that gives you an idea of the book. So the hunter lives all alone, and then one night he hears singing, and he sees that it's a mermaid singing, and he makes friends with a mermaid, and eventually the mermaid comes to live with him in his house made of logs. And the logistics of this are a little bit murky, but whatever. The mermaid comes to live with the hunter, and then some years pass, and then they find a bear cub, and they bring the bear to live with them, and some years pass, and they have all these little adventures with the bear, and then they find a baby lynx, and the baby lynx comes to live with the family, and some years pass, and they have a lot of little adventures with the bear and the lynx, and then there's a terrible storm and a shipwreck, and a lifeboat floats up to the beach, and they rescue a little baby boy. And so the boy comes to live with the family. And years pass, and they have little adventures with the boy. And this is the final passage from The Animal Family. And the family is playing a game about the story about how the boy came to live with the family. The hunter said, "The very first day your mother and I came to the house, there you were in the corner, fast asleep." "That's right. Fast asleep with him," said the boy, giving the bear a big push. "Oh, no," said the mermaid. "That was years before the bear came. We've had you always." And this is how we feel about Barnaby. And here's the thing about love. It's easy to see how it stretches into the future. But the funny thing, it also changes the past. We've had Barnaby always. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.